So I just want to talk a little bit about some other questions that the retreatants from afar have asked, and also to ask the retreatants from afar, you know, sometimes I can't answer all of your questions, so please excuse me. You know, sometimes maybe I feel that the topic isn't of interest to everybody, or it's too detailed or something like that. Bye-bye. Okay. Not happy. Answering this question. Okay. So somebody said that there's a verse in the Song of Longing for Tara that we have now put up on the web too. It's also in the book, How to Free Your Mind, which I really recommend to people to get to help with the retreat from afar, because it talks a lot about Tara. And the book is about Tara, mostly green Tara, but it applies to white Tara too. So it's a very beautiful song of longing that was written. So there's one verse at the end that talks about the benefits of reciting it. And it says, if for as long as you live, you recite this prayer 3 times every day, not just from the mouth, in other words, not just by words only, but strongly linked with your mind, you will have a close connection and will see Tara's face. No hindrances will be experienced and all wishes will be fulfilled. You will have a close relationship with all Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, and they will hold you dear. If you recite the homage for the 21 Taras in this prayer, you will attain the Divine Liberating Mother. So somebody writes and says, I like this song very much, but I can't understand why we will attain the results. You know, what kind of reasons would there be for why we would attain this result? So initially when you read this, it sounds like, okay, if you just recite this prayer 3 times a day, you know, it says not from the mouth, but strongly linked from your mind, but, you know, I just recite it, ma, 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 ma. You know, we think that counts for it. Mm-hmm. Okay, this is talking about somebody who has incredible devotion to Tara based on understanding the gradual path, you know, and so has some experience of renunciation and bodhicitta and the wisdom realizing emptiness, so much so that when they say this, you know, they're really with the prayer completely all the time, experiencing it, seeing Tara as appearing but also empty as true existence. You know, somebody like this will get those kind of results because, you know, they've completed so many areas or other aspects of the path. But somebody like us who just kind of recites the prayer and it's more on our mouth because we get spaced out when we're, you know, doing it. And, you know, who wants to do it 3 times a day? I already said it once. You know, it's boring. I don't want to do it 3 times a day. You know, you can see that with our attitude, we're not going to get that kind of result. Yeah. You know, and so also it doesn't mean that just, you know, for one day you're reciting it so intently like this and you get that result. You know, it's really talking about your overall Dharma disposition and level of accomplishment. So the same thing holds true, you know, when they say, well, sometimes you'll hear them, what His Holiness calls propaganda, for reciting mantras, like if you recite this mantra once, you will never be reborn in the hell realm. You know, you hear that about certain mantras. And His Holiness says that, you know, if we take that literally, then there would be no need for the Buddha to recite or to teach all the 84,000 dharmas that he did, because all he would have taught us is to recite that one mantra and then no more lower rebirth, you know. So he says a lot of these things that talk about, you know, very extraordinary things happening just from doing something once or a few times, he said that is taught to encourage people, but you shouldn't take it literally. And so similarly with reciting, you know, the homage to Amitabha, you know, in some scriptures it says if you recite this 10 times, you know, when you're dying, then you'll go straight to Amitabha's Pure Land. Well, you know, I don't think it's exactly like that, because if you spent your whole life living in non-virtue, it's not going to be at the end of your life you say this and that's going to overpower all your non-virtue. And in any case, somebody who's lived their whole life very habituated with non-virtue is not going to think to recite Namo Amitofo when they're dying, you know? And so when you really read the commentaries written by the great Chinese masters about this practice, you know, they talk about the other things that you need to fulfill to really ensure that you're reborn in Amitabha's Pure Land. Okay? And they talk about how there's an external Pure Land, and then there's the internal Pure Land that you access through your realizations of shamatha and vipassana, serenity and insight. So a lot of these things, you know, in general are said to encourage us, but we shouldn't necessarily take every single one literally. And even if we do look at it literally, see if we actually have the qualifications to do what it says on that. Yeah. Like even reciting the praises to Tara every day, you know, it says if you do it 3 times every day, then, you know, if you want a child, you'll have one. And this refers not only to biological children, but if you want to have somebody to carry on your Dharma transmission, you know. But all these things that come from it. But then you have to recite that with, you know, real earnestness and with real Dharma understanding and over a period of time and work out a lot of other issues. It's not just, you know, kind of reciting something in a distracted way the way we tend to. Yeah. But having said that, that doesn't mean that we shouldn't recite things just because we're distracted. Okay? Because how are we ever going to develop concentration if we don't start doing the practice when we're distracted? You know, if we just say, well, I'm so distracted, there's no use doing it, that's wrong. Okay? Because how are you going to develop concentration if you don't start doing the practice? And of course, when you start doing it, you're going to be distracted. That's normal. Okay? So we've got to start somewhere and we've got to keep practicing. Yeah. But we should practice with a lot of love and a lot of enthusiasm and, you know, let the results kind of unfold in a very natural way instead of even just tapping our foot and crossing our arms. You know, I recited this 3 times, and you know, Tara, what's the story you have to conclude? And then we should check our belief system. Are we conflating Tara with, you know, our idea of some omnipotent God? Or, you know, are we really having the correct idea of Tara? Because if we don't, you know, then hard to for you know, those benefits to arrive. Okay? Good.